have a life.
那么在两天前的这个受难日特别聚会的这个晚上特别的聚会当中，我们思想耶稣基督的死。
And 2 days ago, in a special gathering after Good Friday, we meditate and we think about the death of Christ.
我们更从圣经的经文当中也看到，我们信靠跟从耶稣基督的人，我们也要与耶稣一同死。
And from the scripture we read, we said that all those who will trust, follow Jesus Christ, we will be died with Christ.
我们与耶稣基督一同死，我们才能与耶稣基督一同复活。
We died with Christ, and then we were resurrected with Christ.
好，我们弟兄姊妹起立，我们一起来读屏幕上圣经的经文。
Stand up, let's read the scripture on the screen.
如果你身体不太舒服，也可以坐着哈。
You can sit there if you don't feel physically not good.
我们一起看到屏幕上的经文，我们一起来读罗马书的6:3-5和8。好，罗马书六章三三节起，岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人，是受洗归入他的死吗？所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。我们若是与基督同死，就信必与他同活。我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Father, thank you, we praise you.
主耶稣担负世人的罪，死却死在十字架上。
Jesus bore the sin of the world, died and died on the cross.
主耶稣第三天从死里复活，让我们这一切信靠他的人也得到重生的生命。
And third day, he resurrected from death. All those who trust him will have a new life.
让我们这一切信靠跟从耶稣基督的人，我们与耶稣基督一同死，我们也必信必与耶稣基督同活。
All of us who follow Jesus Christ, if we died with Christ, we also believe we will resurrect with Jesus Christ.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a holy name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姊妹，请坐。
Please be seated.
耶稣基督从死里复活，是我们基督徒信仰的根基。
And Jesus resurrected from death is the foundation of our faith.
大家可以看到屏幕上的经文，我给大家来读一下。
And you can look at the screen, scripture on the screen I just read for you.
哥林多前书15:若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然，你们所信的也是枉然。但是基督已经从死里复活，成了睡了之人出熟的果子。死既是因一人而来，死人复活也是因一人而来。在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里众人也都要复活。所以经文告诉我们，如果基督没有复活，我们所传的你们所信的，就是我们基督徒的信仰主耶稣基督的福音，这一切都没有意义了。
And the scripture teaches us, if Jesus is not resurrected, then whatever we preached and the Christian believed, they are all empty.
但是因为主耶稣基督实实在在真实的是从死里复活了。
But because Jesus Christ truly resurrected from death.
所以我们所信的是可信的，是可靠的。
So what we believe is not empty, is trustworthy.
因着耶稣基督的复活，所有信靠跟从耶稣的人也要复活。
And also because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, all the followers of Jesus Christ, they will also be resurrected.
那我们就来思想耶稣的复活与我们信他的人的复活是有怎样的关系。
So let's think about what the resurrection of Jesus Christ and our resurrection, what's the relationship?
那么大家还是可以看到屏幕上的经文，我给大家来读一下。
And you can also look on the screen. I just read the scripture for you.
在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里众人也都要复活。或有人问，死人怎样复活？带着什么身体来呢？死人复活也是这样，所种的是必朽坏的， 复活的是不朽坏的，所重的是羞辱的，复活的是荣耀的，所重的是软弱的，复活的是强壮的，所重的是血气的身体，复活的是灵性的身体。若有血气的身体，也必有灵性的身体。就在一瞬时，眨眼之间，号筒末次吹响的时候，因号筒要响，死人要复活，成为不朽坏的，我们也要改变。这必朽坏的总要变成不朽坏的，这必朽坏的即变成不朽坏的，这必死的即变成不死的，那时经上所记死被得胜吞灭的话就应验了。所以这段经文告诉我们，我们信靠跟从耶稣基督的人，我们就会像耶稣基督一样，从死里复活，得到一个不朽坏的复活的身体。
So this scripture tells us the follower of Christ, we are like Jesus Christ, we will have a resurrected body. This body is incorruptible.
啊，所以这就是耶稣基督的复活对于我们信靠他的人告诉我们第一件事情，就是啊，当我们经历在这个地上的死亡之后，我们会从死里复活，得到一个复活的身体。
And this scripture teaches us, for those who trust Jesus Christ, when we go through experience death on earth, then we will have the resurrection.
我们复活的身体是一个不再衰残、不再朽坏的身体了。
And this resurrected body is no longer corrupt, body.
啊，所以这是耶稣基督复活告诉我们第一件事情。
And that's the first thing that teaches us of the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
好，我们再看到屏幕上的经文啊，我们一起来读这一节经文。我们一起来看到平常经文，我们一起来读彼得前书的一章三节。
Let's read First Peter 1:3.
啊，彼得前书一章三节起，愿颂赞归于我主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。那么从这节经文当中，让我们看到。当耶稣基督从死里复活的时候，我们这信靠耶稣的人，我们就已经被上帝重生了。
And this scripture also tells us, for those of us who trust Jesus Christ, when Jesus resurrected from death, we are given the rebirth in Christ.
啊，我们再一起来读屏幕上的经文，啊，以弗所书二章五节起。当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来，他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活。所以这经告诉我们，就是当耶稣从死里复活的时候，我们信靠他的人，我们也同耶稣一同复活了。
And the scripture says when Jesus resurrected from the death, all those of us trust him, we are resurrected with him.
我们再来读罗马书的六章三到五节和第八第五节和第八节，五节起，我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。我们若是与基督同死，就信必与他同活。所以这些经文让我们看见耶稣基督的复活给我们带来第二层意义。第二层意义就是，当耶稣基督从死里复活的时候，我们信靠他的人，我们就已经被神重生了。
And so this scripture teaches us that when we, those of us trust Jesus, when Jesus resurrected, and at the same time we are given the rebirth.
所以圣经告诉我们，当耶稣从死里复活，告诉我们第一件事情就是，我们信靠他的人，当我们经历地上的死亡之后，我们将来会有一个复活的身体，这是第一层含义。
And so the first thing is when we, through the death of the Christ, and then we were on the earth, then one day we will have a resurrection in heaven.
那么耶稣基督从死里复活告诉我们，这一切信靠他的人，第二层含义就是，我们信靠他的人，因为耶稣从死里复活，我们今天此刻还在这个世界上的时候，只要我们信耶稣，我们就已经被神重生了。
And the second layer of meaning is because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, today we, those of us who trust Him, and today, right now, we already gave a rebirth.
所以耶稣基督复活第一个告诉我们，我们将来会怎样？ 第二件告诉我们，我们现在就已经被神重生了。
So basically, first thing he told us what going to happen in the future in heaven, and the second told us what we right now we already gave a new birth in Christ.
我们被神重生，我们有一个重生的生命。那这个生命到底是怎样的生命呢？
And we have the born again life. So what is this born again life?
就是像耶稣基督那样神儿子的生命。
And but the simple way is just a life like Son of God, Jesus Christ.
那神儿子的生命跟我们以前的生命到底有什么不同？
So Son of God, his life is what different from the life we used to have?
当我们看见主耶稣基督，我们看见他在这个地上，他活出神儿子的生命。
And we see Jesus Christ when he was on earth, he lived out the life of the Son of God.
让我们思想，哇，耶稣在地上活出神儿子的生命，我们可能会想，哦，耶稣行了很多的神迹。
And sometimes we think, oh, Jesus Christ lived out the life of the Son of God because he performed so many miracles.
但是我们也特别注意，当耶稣行了那么多神迹之后，人们并没有因为耶稣行神迹就认为他是神的儿子，就承认他是神的儿子。
But we have to remember when Jesus performed so many miracles, the people really didn't acknowledge or know that he is the Son of God.
法利赛人甚至污蔑耶稣，他是靠鬼王赶鬼。
And the Pharisees even just say Jesus actually is driven out of a demon, is by the demon.
所以呢，耶稣是活出神儿子的生命，但是他是行神迹，但他行神迹，人们却依然不承认他是神的儿子。
Yes, Jesus does live out the life of God's Son, but he does perform all those, didn't perform all the miracles, but by performing miracles, people don't acknowledge he is the Son of God.
我们也知道耶稣传讲天国的福音，传讲智慧的话语。
And we also know that Jesus preached the gospel of heaven and also preached those wise teaching.
但人们认为，哦，耶稣是像是有权柄的人，是有智慧的人，但是人们还是不承认，没有认出耶稣就是神的儿子。
People may acknowledge that he speaks with a power, he's like with authority, but they still fail to acknowledge Jesus or to know that Jesus is Son of God.
那么彼得在圣灵的引导下，认出耶稣是基督是神的儿子。
And Peter, guided by the Holy Spirit, he acknowledged that Jesus is the Son of God.
但是我们也都知道，很快彼得就忘记了，彼得一样三次不认主。
And but we know that very fast, Peter actually forgot and he denied Christ three times.
那么圣经记载，有一个外邦的罗马百夫长认出耶稣是神的儿子。
And the Bible recorded one Gentile Roman centurion actually he acknowledged Jesus Christ.
He
is the Son of God.
他不是看见耶稣行了什么神迹，他也没有听到耶稣好像说了特别智慧的话语，但是他却认出耶稣就是神的儿子。
This centurion didn't see the miracles that Jesus performed. He probably didn't hear the word, the wise word Jesus preached, but he acknowledged.That Jesus is the Son of God.
大家看到屏幕的经文，我给大家读一下哈。
I read the scripture on the screen. You can see it.
马可福音十五章三十七节，耶稣大声喊叫，气就断了。店里的幔子从上到下裂为两半。对面站着的百夫长看见耶稣这样喊叫断气，就说：“这人真是神的儿子。”那么这段经文是记载耶稣被钉死在十字架上的那个最后的时刻。
And this scripture actually recorded last period of time of Jesus' crucification.
我们今天思想耶稣从死里复活，我们这信耶稣的人，我们得到重生了。
And when we think about today and we believe in Jesus Christ, we got the new life.
我们重生的人，我们应该活出神儿子的生命。
And we think about we have the new life, so we live out the life of Son of God.
神儿子的生命到底意味着什么呢？不是意味着你能行神迹，不是意味着你能说出好像特别智慧的话语。
And the life of God's Son It doesn't mean he can perform miracle. It doesn't mean he can have a very wise teaching.
因为耶稣在世上这样行的时候，人们并没有认出耶稣是神的儿子，或者并不承认他是神的儿子。
Because when Jesus done those things, people didn't know or don't confess that he is the Son of God.
但是当耶稣在十字架上被钉死的那个时刻，他却被人认出，这人就是神的儿子。
But when Jesus Christ was on the cross.He was recognized as the Son of God.
那这个百夫长怎么认出耶稣是神的儿子呢？因为他从耶稣十字架上的耶稣看到，他在世人身上从来没有看到的生命，就是爱的生命。
And the centurion, how he know the Son of God? Because on the cross, he saw the life that he never saw. That life is the life of love.
因为这个百夫长听见，当耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候，就最后的时刻，耶稣还说：“父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。”
Because this centurion definitely hear what Jesus said on the last moment of his life. He said, "The Father, forgive them, because they don't know what they're doing."
这个罗马的百夫长，他就是钉死耶稣的人，他就是下令钉死耶稣的人呐、
啊。And the centurion, Roman centurion, he is the one gave the order to crucify Jesus Christ.
他从耶稣的口中听到，这个人怎么有这样大的爱？他居然能够要饶恕，愿意饶恕、赦免那些钉他。害死他的人呢
？So the centurion just from the what Jesus he hear that this person how come have such a great love to forgive those who kill him？
这个百夫长已经见过无数个就是被处死的人了。
This centurion probably see countless people being crucified。
这个百夫长也经历过无数看见过无数人就是生离死别的时刻。
And this centurion probably see a lot of life death moment.
但是当耶稣在面对死亡的时刻，耶稣生命的这种展现是这个百夫长从来没有见到过，所以他得出这个结论：这一定是神的儿子，这绝对不是人，这就是神的儿子。
But in the moment of Jesus' death, what Jesus displayed the form of a life he never saw.And so he acknowledged this cannot be a human. It's just the Son of God.
我们在就是两天前礼拜五晚上，我们思想耶稣受难的时候，我们特别提到，当耶稣最孤独的时刻，他对天父上帝的信心最真实的呈现出来。
And 2 days ago in a Good Friday gathering, we shared in the moment is his the most.Longest moment, and his true expression is shown.
当然，耶稣基督对天父上帝的信心永远都是最真实的。但是在耶稣最孤独的时刻，他的信心受到最大的试炼。
Of course, his faith to Heavenly Father is always true, real. But in that moment, he's very lonely. Is kind of his trueness of his faith to God is displayed in full.
那么当耶稣面临死亡的时候，他生命真正的成色就显出来了，这是神儿子的生命。
And in the life of death, when he's on the cross, and his the full campaign of his life being displayed.
你生命到底怎样？你临死的时候，人们就看出来你到底是一个有怎样生命的人，你怎样面对死亡，证明你是一个怎样的人。
And when you how do you face that displays what kind of person you are.
你是一个真正信上帝的人，还是没有信心的人？
Are you a real person, a person truly trust God, or you don't have a faith?
耶稣基督神儿子的生命，就是在他十字架上临死的那个时刻，让这个百夫长就看到，这真正就是神儿子的生命，最真实，耶稣生命最真实的呈现，最完全的呈现，就是在十字架上显出神的爱。
And the death of Christ is life being seen by the centurion is fully displayed his life. His life displayed the love of God.
好，我们一起来读屏幕上的经文，我们来读罗马书的五章六到八节，六节起。因我们还软弱的时候，基督就按所定的日期为罪人死，为义人死是少有的，为人人 人死或者有敢做的，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。当耶稣把神的爱在十字架上向人显明，这个罗马百夫长就认出这真的就是神的儿子了。
When Jesus Christ on the cross demonstrated the love of God towards the world, and the centurion basically acknowledged Jesus is the Son of God.
我们再一次回顾，耶稣从死里复活，我们所有信耶稣的人，我们都得到重生。
Let's just recap. Jesus resurrected from death. All of us have the new life.
我们这个重生的人，我们应该活出一个什么样的生命呢？你有了新的生命，我们有了新的生命，我们到底要活出一个什么样的生命呢？
So new life, we're born again. What kind of life should we live out?
我们要活出神儿子的生命。
We need to live out the life of the Son of God.
那神儿子的生命到底是怎样的生命呢？
And what the Son of God's life it looks like.
不是说他有多么大的能力，他能行多么大的神迹，不是说他多么有智慧，讲智慧话语，而是说他能活出神的爱，这就是神儿子的生命。
It's not that how powerful he can perform the miracle, how wise he can deliver the teaching, but is he can live out the love of God. That's the life of the Son of God.
我们看今天的世界其实是非常非常让人痛心的。
Today, if we look at this world, we feel kind of pain in our heart.
许许多多自称自己是重生得救的基督徒，包括我，包括你，我们必须承认的说，很多时候我们没有活出神儿子爱的生命。
Many times, all of us so call us a Christian, you and me, and many times we did not live out the love of God as such life of a Son of God.
今天很多号称自己是基督徒的人，他的心中没有被爱充满，他的心中被恨充满。
Today, there's some Christian action that in the heart is not filled with love, but filled with hatred.
他恨罪人。恨跟自己不一样的人，恨跟自己文化不同、传统不同，甚至恨自己，甚至恨那些跟自己肤色不同、种族不同的人。
They can have hatred, say towards them and towards the different culture, people with different culture, different civilization, or even different skin color.
今天很多说自己号称自己是基督徒的人，你看他哪有爱？
Today,
他恨所有人，他甚至恨跟他不同政治立场的人，他都恨。
Today, if you can say someone is so-called Christian, there's no love. You just have hatred, and hate those for those have a different political stand. People with different political opinion.
在印第安纳波利斯有一间教会啊，这个基督教会啊，一个牧师。在这个讲台上让会众为那些LGBTQ 的那些群体来祷告。
In Indianapolis, a church, a pastor actually called the congregation to pray for the LGBTQ group.
那这个牧师让会众为这个 LGBTQ 这个群体来祷告，祷告什么内容呢？
And he asked them to pray, and what to pray?
他祷告说啊，你们呐、啊、要。让这为这些人祷告，让他们一个个都去自杀，让他们一个个都去自杀。
And his prayer is, "You gotta pray for those LGBTQ people. Just pray that they all kill themselves."
啊，你为他们祷告，你甚至看到这些人，你们生活中看到这些人，你要对他们说，你们应该拿枪把自己脑袋打碎，你们是这么的肮脏，这么的恶心。
And so when you saw those people, you should say to them, "You guys blow off your head with a gun because you are so disgusting."
就是基督教的牧师让会众这样去祷告，这样去恨人，不是爱人。
This is a so-called pastor of a Christian church and teach people to hate people that way.
耶稣说什么？耶稣钉在十字架上，耶稣说什么
？What Jesus said when he was on the cross.
耶稣说赦免他们，因为他们所做他们不晓得。
Jesus said forgive them because they don't know what they're doing.
这些基督徒，这些所谓基督徒牧师，他们传讲的 这是耶稣基督的教训吗？他们活出来的生命是神儿子的生命吗？
The so-called Christian pastor, they preach the teaching of Christ. They live out the life of the Son of God.
遗憾的，这不是什么极端教会啊，这是非常大宗派的教会啊。
Unfortunately, this is not very extreme church. It's a very kind of popular church.
他当然，我们不只是说他。今天我们我很多的时候，我们也是一样。
But today, maybe you and me, and we have similar thing.
当我们想到神儿子的生命，我们往想到啊，神儿子的生命那一定是正确的，一定是圣洁，一定是没有瑕疵，这是神儿子的生命。
And when you think about the Son of God, his life must be true and right and holy, and that's the Son of God's life.
我们更多会哈、啊，那神儿子生命一定是蒙神保守、蒙神祝福的生命。
And the life of the Son of God must be blessed and protected by God.
那神儿子的生命到底怎样？我们来看耶稣，耶稣的生命到底怎样
？And the Son of God, his life looks like. We look at Jesus. What is his life looks like?
耶稣的生命，神儿子生命的彰显，不是在于他的行了多少神迹，不是在于他说了多少智慧话语，而是他确实在这个世界上活出这个世界上从来没有见过的神的爱，爱罪人的爱，爱仇敌的爱。
Jesus' life and his life is not because of he performed how many miracles and delivered how many wise teachings, but he truly lived the life of love of God that they had never ever seen in this world.
那些 LGBTQ 群体，他们确实污秽，他们确实败坏。
And LGBTQ is no question about it. We do think it's corrupted and it's sinned.
那这个世界上有谁不污秽，谁不败坏呢
？But in this world, who is not sinned, who is not corrupted?
那这个世界上那么多有权有势的人，那么多名声显赫的人，他们的名字还在爱泼斯坦的那个文件上的，他们不污秽，他们不败坏吗
？But these are all those powerful people, the name on the list of Epstein's file. Are they corrupted or are they filthy?
但是神依然爱罪人。
But God loved the sinner.
上帝爱罪人，上帝甚至让他的独生爱子为罪人舍命。
And God loved the sinner. God even led his only begotten son to give his life for the sinner.
我们看今天这个世界确实是让人痛心，许许多多的基督徒，许许多多说我是重生得救的基督徒，但是却没有神儿子的生命。
We should feel great pain in our life if we see that so many Christians that there is no true love, true life of God's Son in us.
我们今天思想耶稣基督的复活，耶稣基督的复活谁第一个看到了
？And we think about the resurrection of Jesus. Do you know who first witnessed the resurrection of Jesus Christ?
谁是第一个去传耶稣复活的大好的消息？谁是？
Who is the first person to spread the great news of the resurrection of Jesus Christ?
Maria, she has a title. Mary of Magdala. Mary of Magdala, Mary was once a what kind of person?被鬼附啊！有人说是妓女，那这是一些学者的说法。但是她一定是生活非常败坏、非常糟糕，在人看来非常肮脏的女人，曾经被七个恶鬼所附。
And we basically said Mary is it has been possessed by a demon. Her life must be very filthy and very corrupted, and was possessed by seven demons.
但她最爱耶稣的一个。
But she is the one who loved Jesus the most.
因为耶稣爱罪人。
Because Jesus loved the sinner.
而这个摩大拉的玛利亚知道她是不配得到这样的爱，她就是罪人，但是耶稣却爱她。
But this man knows that she is not worthy of the love of Jesus Christ, but Jesus loved her.
所以她是一个有福的女人。
So she was a blessed woman.
耶稣的血洁净了她的罪，她甚至是第一个见证耶稣从死里复活，第一个被上帝亲自差派传福音的人。
And she.Blood of Jesus Christ cleaned her, so she became the first one witness the resurrection of Jesus Christ. She was the first one sent by God to spread good news.
所以我们看到今天这个世界， 许许多多的基督徒，尤其是在今天我们思想耶稣基督复活的日子，我们要思想我们是基督，我们到底应该活出怎样的生命。神儿子复活的生命是一个活出有爱的生命。
So today, when we think about resurrection of Jesus Christ, we have to think about what kind of life we should live out. The Son of God's life is the life of love.
那我们就会问了， 那我们很多都说自己是基督徒，都说自己是重生得救，但是却为什么没有活出神儿子的生命呢？
So we ask, there's so many people, the Christian, we call ourselves Christian, why we do not live out the life of the Son of God?
那为什么依然还是就是 以这个仇恨以暴力为骄傲的？
We're still so proud of hatred and violence.
好像越恨心里越充满了仇恨，还越正义。
And like pretend to be more hatred we have, we become more just.
越是实行暴力，越是去毁害、去杀戮，还越是骄傲。
And more proud when they go to kill, they go to violence, and they become more proud of themselves.
为什么会是这个样子呢？
Why is it like this?
在我们两天前的那个纪念耶稣受难的那个晚上，我们思想我们信靠跟从耶稣基督的人，我们要怎么样与耶稣同死。
And we the 2 days ago when we have our gathering, we talk about what those of us who follow Christ, we should be died with Christ.
先与耶稣基督一同死，才与耶稣基督一同活。
Died with Christ, and then we resurrect with Christ.
你死的不彻底，你也活的不真实。
If you cannot completely die with Christ, then you cannot fully live with Christ.
你真正的你要能活出神儿子的生命，前提是你已经彻底的死了。
If you want to live out the life of Christ, then you have to die with Christ.
大家看到屏幕上的经文，我给大家来读一下哈。罗马书8:29，因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子，使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。这里说让我们信靠耶稣的人效法耶稣的死。
And in this case, scripture is if we know Christ, we will follow his death.
我们身上常常带着耶稣的死，耶稣的生才能显明在我们身上，也就是说神儿子的生命才能显露出来，前提是我们前面带着耶稣的死。
And if we carry the death of Christ, then the life of Christ can be demonstrated.
那这到底是什么意思呢？就是说我们真正的舍己，真正的舍己，我们才能由神儿子的生命活出来。
And what that means, unless we truly deny ourselves, then we will have the life of Christ to be lived out.
神儿子生命就是你活出神那样的爱的生命，那就是神儿子的生命。爱罪人的生命，爱仇敌的生命，那就是神儿子的生命。
And the life of God's Son is the love of love. The love your enemy and love your enemy.
那怎样才能爱？我们知道爱最大的敌人是谁呢？就是我就是爱不出来，爱最大的敌人就是己。
And so how do we live out the life of love? What's the biggest enemy to the love? Is ourselves.
如果我们总是以自我为中心，人自从堕落犯罪以来啊，人就不以上帝为中心了，人以他自己为中心，人以自己为自己的上帝。
If we always self-centered, since we're falling and people are no longer centered with God, we always centered to ourselves. We treat ourselves as our own God.
所以，当我们以自我为中心的时候，我们爱的能力就失去了。
So when we centered ourselves, self-centered, then the ability of love we lost.
所以我们看到，当亚当夏娃堕落犯罪以后，亚当称夏娃，那就是那个女人，那就一点爱都没有了。
So when you see in the garden when they fall, Adam called his wife Eve, said that woman, there's no love at all.
那么我会看见亚当的儿子哥哥就把弟弟就杀了。
And we can see their son and the brother killed the brothers.
为什么杀呢？因为 该隐以他自己为生命的中心。
Why he killed? Because Cain actually centered him everything to himself.
所以我们今天很多时候为什么活不出神儿子的生命？因为我们以前那个老我、那个己还没有真正的舍去，我们还是以自己为中心，我们把没有把自己让他彻底的从我心中的宝座上面消失。
So today, why so many times we cannot live at the love of life of love? Because I didn't completely get rid of myself, and myself is still pretty much in the center of my throne.
那有些人说啊，那我们今天啊，不是还是很有，还是可以有爱呀、啊？但是如果我们以自己、自我为中心的爱，那很多时候。那并不是爱，那是一种期望对方可以回报，去希望对方。但圣经说，真正的爱不是这样的，爱不是期望别人回报的，那不是爱，那是交易，那是投资，那是利用，那甚至是你去消费别人。
And sometimes we say, well, today we still have some love there, but self-centered love, even you show to other people, but that's not the love what the Bible talks about. Those love, usually it's a trading, it's expected return, or you even just try to consume other people.
Yeah. 德国神学家潘赫华他写过一本书叫做《门徒的代价》。
And theologian, German theologian Pan Hao,said that one of the book, he wrote one book, is called Cost of a Disciple.
Yeah. 然后在书中他就宣告，当耶稣基督呼召一个人来跟从他的时候，耶稣是呼召他来死。
And in this book, he said that when Jesus called a person to follow him, Jesus is called that person to die.
耶稣确实是呼召人跟从他，要怎么样舍己。
And Jesus indeed does call people, whoever follow him, he have to deny himself.
只有舍己，只有真正的因着耶稣的缘故舍弃我们自己的生命，我们才能在基督里得到真正的新的生命，也是自由的神儿子的爱的生命。
Only for the sake of Christ, we can deny ourselves. Then we have the life of Christ in us, and that life is a true free life.
我们也知道这个德国神学家，他后来他自己也为他的信仰做见证了，他是被纳粹杀死的。
And we know this theologian, and later on actually kind of bear witness for his faith, and he was killed by Nazis.
所以我们今天来思想耶稣的复活，我们首先还是要知道，我们只有与耶稣一同死，我们才能与耶稣一同活。
So when we think about the resurrection Jesus, today we think we have to remember we have to die with the Christ, then we can resurrect with Christ.
我们信靠耶稣的人，耶稣从死里复活，我们被圣灵重生，我们应该活出神儿子的生命，就是那爱的生命。
And trust Jesus Christ, we give a rebirth, and we have the life of Christ. That life of Christ is love, a life of love.
怎样能活出神儿子呢？爱罪人、爱仇敌的生命呢？前提是我们必须与耶稣同死，真正的死，真正的舍己，真正的不再以自我为中心了。
How do we live out the life of Christ, the love the enemy, and the things we need to do is deny ourselves, not cast out all the self-centered thing.
很多弟兄姊妹可能都看过一个电影啊，叫做《毛尾》。
And many people may see a movie called End of a Spear.
那这是真实的一个讲宣教士的故事的电影。
And this is the movie is kind of tell the true story of an evangelist.
那么上个世纪五十年代呢，就是从这个Oregon 有五个年轻的宣教士去到这个南美的这个原始森林当中的原始部落，向他们传福音。
And there's a five missionary in the 1950s, and they went to Southern American and in the jungle to preach the gospel to the
后来当地的原住民呢，就把这五个年轻人就杀死了。
And then the tribal people actually killed these five evangelists.
后来那个人们找到这五个年轻宣教士的尸体，发现他们都有枪的，都带了有枪的。
And the people found the body of these five evangelists. They find they all have a gun.
但他们的枪呢，虽然有子弹，但是都没有发射过。
But all the gun has a bullet inside, but none gun will be used.
后来人们才知道这个原因是什么，就是有一个宣教士的孩子就说，他当时问过他爸爸，他爸爸已经殉道了嘛，问过他爸爸，就说如果那个原住民来伤害你们，你们会不会开枪呢？
And finally, little people from one of the recollection of the evangelist's sons talking, they find why. Because that son, before the departure for the evangelism, and the son actually asked the father, hey, if the tribal people attack you guys, would you shoot at them?
然后他父亲就说，我们不会开枪，我们已经预备好见上帝，但是他们还没有预备好，就是那些没有听到福音的人，他们还没有预备好。
The father's answer is no, I won't, because I already prepared to see God, but they are not.
所以当那个时刻来临的时候，他们确实没有开枪，因为他们确实预备好了。
So when that moment comes, they don't shoot, and they prepare to see God.
他们怎么预备好了呢？
How do they prepare?
怎么可以看到他们的生命就预备好见耶稣了呢？
What we can see, their life is prepared to see Jesus.
因为他们活出神儿子的生命来，他们活出爱的生命来。耶稣一看，这真的就是我的门徒，因为他身上有神儿子的生命。
Because they live out the life of love, which is the Son of God, and when Jesus saw it, and this is the life of mine.
这就叫预备好了。你活出神儿子的生命，你活出爱罪人、爱仇敌的生命，预备好了。
And that's called prepared, when we live out the life of Christ, Son of God.
今天许许多多说自己是基督徒的人，炫耀的是什么？炫耀的是，展现的是爱吗？展现恨不得是自己的权力，自己的暴力。你看我的枪多大，我的炮多大。
And that's
不是神儿子的生命。
So many Christians is not showing the life of God, life of God's Son, but showing our own power. How big is my gun? How powerful is my army?
那这位宣教士的妻子们呢，他们五个遗孀，五个寡妇，带上九个孩子，还有一个遗腹子，挺着大肚子，他们又去到那个原始森林，向那个原始部落传福音。
And when these five evangelists died, and five widows, and they take with them as nine children plus one was still in pregnancyThey went to that tribe, continued to preach the gospel to the people there.
其中一个孩子的母亲就对那些那个原始部落的人，其实就是杀害她丈夫的凶手啊，就对她说，她说你看，你把我儿子的父亲杀了，你要教导我儿子怎么去打猎，怎么去生存，因为他没有父亲教他了。
And when they went there, one of the mothers just speak to one of the tribal people, and actually the killer of their husband. And she said, look, this is my son. You killed his father. Now it's your responsibility to teach him the life skill, how to hunt, how to fight.
后来就这五个妈妈连带他们九个孩子就在这个原始人当中就住下来，然后最后向他们传福音，或者他们整个部落都认罪悔改，信靠耶稣。
And these five widows and children, they live in that tribe, and in the end, the whole tribe repented, accept the gospel.
然后他们部落就有自己的牧师，这个牧师就是当年杀害这个宣教士的杀人凶手。
And the tribe and the church have their own pastor, and the pastor actually is the one of the killer.Of these five evangelists.
后来，那这个宣教士的孩子哈、长大了以后，三个小孩受洗，谁给他们施洗呢？就是这个部落的牧师，就是他们当年杀死他们父亲的这个凶手，给这三个孩子施洗。
And when the children grow up, and one time the three of them is going to be baptized there in that tribal church, and the one who baptized The sin children is the killer of their father.
后来这个小孩子后来成年，他做见证，他说这些事情呢、啊，你们在任何这个小说文学中你是看不到，但这就是真实发生，这就是耶稣的爱对人生命的改变。
And one of the children laid down, gave his testimony. He said that these things you probably won't see anywhere, but it truly happened. The love of God changed the life of a person.
我们看到今天这个世界确实是正如圣经所说的，主再来的日子近了，到了末世的时候，人的爱心冷淡了。
So today, when we look at this world, we truly believe what Jesus said, the time of his coming is near, in the end of the world, people's passion and loves get dimmed.
个人专顾自己。
Everyone just focus on our own.
就是越来越以自我为中心。
And more and more self-centered.
互相的仇恨，互相的杀戮。
And hate each other and kill each other.
越是在这个时候，我们基督徒一定要清醒，一定要从圣经的话来持定神的心意。
Even this time, Christian, we gotta be sober, sober, and gotta be clear. We want to live on the word of God.
当世界越来越充满仇恨，当世界越来越没有爱的时候，我们被耶稣基督用宝血所赎买回来的人，我们要活出神儿子的生命，我们要越来越活出神儿子那爱的生命来。
When the world is less, shows less and less of love, we purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ, we need to live out the life of Christ. We show more of the love of Christ to this world.
这就是神还把我们这些信靠他的人还放在这个世界上的意义，让我们要做明光照耀。
That's the meaning that God put us here. We like a light to shine.
当世界越来越黑暗的时候，我们就越来越要发光。
And more, and the world becomes more and more dark, and we need to shine more light.
当世界越来越宣扬仇恨，当许许多多的人甚至以报复与仇恨为夸口、为骄傲的时候，我们越来越活出耶稣基督那样爱罪人、爱仇敌的生命来。
While this world more and more adores the revenge and the killing.And we need to show more and more love of God and the Son of God's life.
耶稣基督爱罪人。
Jesus loved the sinner.
所以耶稣基督才为罪人舍命，因为他爱罪人。
Therefore, he gave his life for the sinners.
所以耶稣基督的福音能够改变罪人的生命。
Therefore, the gospel of Jesus Christ can change a sinner's life.
今天很多人以各种各样的理由创造出很多很多的理论来，不是来支持他心中的爱，是来支持他心中的恨。
Today people with all kind of excuse and develop all kind of theory, it's not to support his love but to support the hatred in his heart.
所以当我们可能不知不觉当中，我们被这许许多多的谎言所迷惑的时候，我们要不断地回到圣经，不断地注目在耶稣身上，他才是神儿子的生命，我们应该像他。
So we may not aware we deceived by all those liars of the world, and Christian, we need to turn to Bible and focus on the Jesus Christ, that his lifeHe shows the love of God.
好，我们最后一起来读两处圣经的经文。
In conclusion, let's read the scripture.
好
，on the screen.
好，我们姊妹一起起立，我们一起来读屏幕上圣经的经文。
Let's stand up. Let's read the scripture on the screen.
好，我们一起看到屏幕上的经文，我们来读罗马书六章的五节和八节，五节起。我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。我们若是与基督同死，就信必与他同活，身上常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。我们一起来祷告。我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you.
感谢你把你的话语借着圣经赐给我们。
Thank you, you give us your words through the Bible.
你的话语就是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
Your word is a lamp upon feet, light upon path.
让我们从圣经的话语当中来认识主耶稣基督，神的独生爱子。
Help us to through the Bible, let's know Jesus Christ, God's only begotten Son.
主耶稣在十字架上受难，第三天从死里复活。
Jesus suffered on the cross, third day he raised from the dead.
让我们一切信他的人不至灭亡，反得永生。
All of us trust him will not be perished, but have eternal life.
让我们一切信耶稣的人被圣灵所重生，也把神儿子的生命放在我们每个人的新生命当中。
And God gave us a rebirth in Christ and put the Son of God's life in each one of us.
愿圣灵加添我们的信心，加添我们的力量，加添我们的智慧，让我们真正的能够活出神儿子的生命来。
May Holy Spirit give us the strength, give us the faith, and give us the wisdom so we can live out the life of the Son of God.
真正的效法主耶稣基督，效法他的死，我们才能与耶稣一同活。
And truly follow Jesus Christ and follow his death so that we can resurrect with Jesus Christ.
活出那爱的生命来。
And live out the life of love.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姊妹，请坐。
Please be seated.